Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hey there, Slow Down Society. Welcome back. Steph here, and we are on the final session with Shelley. This is the first part, episode 235, and we'll finish up the end next week with 236. And I gotta tell you, I'm kind of a little sad. This has been a big part of my own personal life for the past 6 months, recording these podcast episodes and coaching these women. And now it's coming to an end. And I'm not gonna lie, I feel a little empty. I was so excited to share their stories with you, and now they're here. So write to me. Let me know your thoughts. What would you like to hear next on the podcast? What were your takeaways? Whose story resonated with you the most? And what are you going to do to use the examples that we learned and apply them to your own life? Oh, I wish I could hug all of you so tightly. Thank you so much for being here. And here is Shelley. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning.
We are both in blue today.
Oh, I like it.
I like it too. How have you been?
Good. It's been a pretty uneventful week. It was pretty relaxing. I had a very lazy weekend, and it was great. I think part of that is my cleaning lady usually comes on Monday, and this week she's also a school bus driver, so she had to change her schedule last week, so she came on Thursday, which meant I went into the weekend with a super clean house. So makes a big difference, you know. I felt like and I just felt like having a lazy weekend.
Good.
It was hot again, and it was great.
All right. And quote unquote, being lazy, was it like active rest where you felt like, okay, this is the right thing for me? Or were you feeling like, ugh, I should really be doing something?
Half and half. I mean, I still got my laundry done and the basics, but I repotted some plants. I watched some movies. I've been binge watching The Gilded Age on HBO, so it was kind of like I didn't really feel guilty about it, which is nice, because I think because everything was cleaned up. So if everything's all clean around me and organized, and because I think because I've been decluttering and cleaning, I'm feeling better about things.
Yeah, it's a really nice feeling to
it is. To
be able to relax, and while you're relaxing, not look around and see stuff that you think needs your attention.
Yeah, and I didn't feel like that this weekend. So, and things are getting a little bit busier at work, which is good and bad. So they want me back full time.
Okay.
A little bit of a sad face, but I mean, I need the money, I need the benefits. So September 1st, I'll be back full time. It's just been so nice these last few months. So nice to have that little extra time and not have to get up at 5 a.m. to get anything done.
Yeah.
So.
It's a sabbatical. You had a sabbatical.
I did, and I loved it. It was a taste of what my retirement's going to be, and I love that.
How did you do with the doctor's appointments?
Good, pretty darn good. So I'm feeling very positive, except for my eye doctor. Good Lord, trying to get an eye. So I think I'm just going to find a new eye doctor. I've been going to the same one. This eye doctor I've been going to now for like the last 15 years actually purchased the practice from my previous eye doctor who I had for 40 years and passed away. So I'm just one of those people. I don't like a lot of change, but they're so busy. I mean, they know I have, they won't give me my contacts if I don't have my annual exam, but yet they can't. The guy literally told me, I'm just going to have to get back to you because they don't even have an appointment close enough that he can even see on his calendar. I mean, how do these doctors are so booked up? I don't even get it that you can't squeeze somebody in, especially since I've been a patient for that long. It's very frustrating.
It is frustrating.
And I did get approved for a grant to get my mammogram paid for. So, which was really nice
That's
because
awesome. That's awesome.
without the
Congratulations.
insurance, yeah, thanks. But that was, which was surprising because I, even working part time, I make good money. So I did not think I would qualify, but they did. They gave me $200 to go towards it. So I'm stoked because $300 for, a copay, it's, that would hurt. So I'm excited about that. So I'll make that appointment this morning. And yeah, and then I just paid for my labs. I get to go into my get my labs drawn. I'm doing labs on my own. So it's I found a company. I'll go over today or tomorrow and get blood drawn, and then I'll have a results and analysis in the next 3 days. And I just did everything. Everything, like complete blood count, the vitamin D, everything. So, and I went over, like, my sister, who's an RN. So I talked to her last night and made sure I was checking all the boxes and got all the extra stuff that I need. So, yeah, so that's moving forward. So and I think too, that's why I'm feeling in a better mood today because I got those little things checked off. So,
With the eye doctor, is it possible? I don't, is this like an optometrist and you're trying to check your prescription or like an ophthalmologist for your eye health?
it's just an optometrist. Like I have to go in. Yeah, it's
Is that something you can do at Costco?
that's what I'm thinking because I'm going to try Costco or just any place because it's just, you go in and you look at, they check your peripheral, just the basic stuff that I do every year. But it's just they do it, and it's not like my vision's changing. It's only getting worse, but. But there's nothing they can do because the contacts I have are the highest prescription available in the country. So even
Hey,
the
wait, let's stop. Congratulations, Shelly. You
right,
won.
it's like so there's like
Yay.
there's yeah there's nothing. So it's like every year it's like okay, well it is a little bit worse, but this is there's no higher prescription. So yeah, so it's just frustrating because it's like I just like I said I don't understand the medical community and it's always so rushed these days. I mean, the state of American healthcare is horrible. Even my poor mom, she just said she had to go to the doctor, and she said the doctor was literally still talking to her as he walked out the door and closed it mid-sentence. It's and only saw her for 7 minutes. It's a wonder anybody can is this country is it's I just think healthcare is horrible. I miss my family doctor. We always had a family doctor, like that literally, and he had a converted house for an office, and it was right down the street. If I needed to, like one morning I got a contact lens stuck in my eye, and I just stopped in, and he extracted it for me. Just having a doctor, just being able to call and say, "Can I get a B12 shot?" He'd be like, "Sure, swing on by." You don't get that anymore. Now it's everything is 6 months out for the simplest things. It's like, well, in 6 months, I'm not going to be sick, hopefully.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood. Okay. I see the homework sheets, so thank you for doing
Okay.
it. Talk to me about this text you're writing in all caps with lots of lining and exclamation points.
Oh, my dad, he's just been so, but I'm okay with it. He's so bitter. And so when I
So
ask him
this is
something,
not the dad that you're doing the healthcare with.
yes, this is the, Yeah, so he's got a lot more appointments. So he's got
Okay.
all these other issues popping up. He's got appointments that are two in a day that
Okay.
are
So you had written in bio dad. So I guess.
that's he's my bio. I call my when I
Okay.
refer him to other people because he's not the
Okay.
dad I was raised with.
Got it. Okay.
So
So he's relatively new in your
as an
life-ish
adult,
as
yeah.
an adult, but then also he's addicted to medical appointments and you've been
Yes.
taking care of him. Okay.
He's just
Okay.
so he's got, and like I said, like my cousin is the one that gets paid to take him the appointments, but now I'm finding out that there's a cap on that. So it's like 35 hours. So he's got so many appointments coming up, and I've told him before, and this is where he can, and and it's hard when you're getting a text from him because it's hard for contact, but I know they're snarky. And I said, when
Yeah.
you get your appointments, when they give your appointments, you just need to remember if I'm going to need to step in and help, which I will, I can only do it in the afternoon, period. No mornings. And then he got all nasty. Well, I do. I tell them, if it's not convenient for me and I don't let people walk all over me and disrespect me. And I'm just his
Yeah.
whole disrespect. And I just, it anymore now, I just eye roll. It's just gotten to be so much for this. I mean, literally in the next 9 days, he's got like 12 appointments again.
Yeah.
And some of them, like he's got one and it's like an hour drive apart in the same day. I'm like, well, I can't do
Yeah.
that. I'm working.
Good. Okay, so it feels a little from my perspective, because I only talk to you once a week, it feels pendulum-y in that you had set up some boundaries, he honored them, and then now he's trying to knock them all down again.
Yeah,
But
he just with his snark.
yeah. So in general, I mean, humans don't like change. You don't like change. He doesn't like change. So if the idea that you used to do all this stuff for him, and then for a week or two, he relaxed and was like, oh, okay, it's too much. I'm gonna give Shelly some space and lean on the cousin. It does make sense that he will get prickly again and start to make it seem like, oh, you never help or this or that, and kind of catastrophize. So it makes sense from his point of view to push back even harder to try and reel you back in. And that's just how people are. That said, he could be a great guy. But I only care about you.
Yeah.
And I want you to do what's right for you, even if it means disappointing him or him being upset. And I don't like it that he sent you nasty texts. I don't like that at all. But also, since I only really just care about you, a text is a text, and you can totally delete a text.
Which I did.
Okay.
I didn't even respond to that one because it's just like what it's. So I think you're right. I mean, he is just pushing back because he's angry because these are the decisions he made in his life, and that's why he doesn't have a car, so that he can't get to the appointments on his own, and he doesn't have enough money to, rent a car. Sometimes he'll rent a car to drive around, but I've given him two cars.
Yeah.
And I can't afford to give him another car.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
So
sorry, Shelley. That's a lot.
he can just be super frustrating. Like it's just like and even though I'm not doing anything, it's just that it's like I feel like I'm just getting dumped on. It's like, yeah, I know you have all these medical issues, but
Hey, this is Kelsey. You may remember me from the real life coaching sessions. It's been a while since I did my coaching, and I'm happy to report that I'm still thriving. I could say so many wonderful things about how my life has changed for the better and how I finally built confidence in myself, but what I really want to talk about is the podcast itself. I was really struggling to find myself, and I was wondering how to make everything just slow down. So I literally Googled it, and Slow Living popped up. The Slow Living podcast was my first step into Stephanie's world of ditching hustle culture for good, and I haven't looked back. The coolest part of the podcast is being able to look up whatever is going on with me and finding an episode. Stephanie really hits all aspects of life, and I'm always feeling better after listening. I can't even tell you how many times I've listened to the episode Dealing with Disappointment to help me through a hard day. I remember crying the first few times because I had felt so alone before, and yet here was Stephanie telling me I'm not alone and that I'm wonderful and she loves me. So give it a listen and know that Stephanie and I think you're wonderful too.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like he could use a really nice deep dive therapy sessions.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's upset. He's upset at the world. He's upset at his circumstances. He's upset at his past decisioning, and he's taking it out on you.
Absolutely. It's, yeah.
So you know, if you're able to look at it and kind of zoom out and be like, okay, he's just mad at the world right now, and I happen to be in the way.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It hurts. It's not fun. It's not fair. It's not right. You do not deserve that in any way. And you have lots of collected evidence from all of the other people in your world who tell you how great you are.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and then he swings all the way the opposite way to where it's like, you'll worry about me. I'm fine. I can take care of myself. And it's just, and even that is just makes me eye roll.
Yeah.
Fine. Do what you want. Just, you know. But and it's just, it gets in the way of, there's just no way we can have a normal relationship because it's all about him being, having medical issues.
Yeah.
And it's not fun.
No, it's not fun. And then also what ends up happening is it's sad. You wish there could be a better and more substantial relationship. I mean, there's a piece of you that still wants that and has like a glimmer of hope, like, oh, well, maybe this time will be different.
I'm just trying to plan things. It's like, but you can't even plan things because he's got medical appointments.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah. So, but I'm just trying to let go. Just like I said, just delete the text. It's like, okay, well, you know, I told you what I can do. And then I told it, you know, and he needs to be able to say, can you take me to this appointment or can you help me with this? But he doesn't say that. I just get these pages and pages of, you know, how crappy the world is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, are you asking me to fix something? Are you asking me to do? I said, because I just, what do you need?
Yeah. No. He's using you in many ways to fulfill needs that for some reason he feels like he's incapable of figuring out or meeting himself. So he's dumping it all on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been a lot of dumping from him this week. So
I guess I just need to know, Shelley.
It's just him. It's not me.
No, it's not you. It's not you. It's not you. Yeah.
Other than that, I'm sorry.
And it's tricky because, I mean, like, just for instancing, we're recording this, so people are listening, and probably people will have the thought like, well, she should just cut him out of her life, or he's toxic and she should just dismiss. And the things with all these shoulds, his family is messy and there's layers and layers of stuff. And it's not so cut and dry to just cut people out and become estranged. That's just really not how most humans are hardwired to be that black or white and cut and dry.
Yeah. So, but like with my older brother, I mean, he was a mess, and I, you know, and I did have to cut him out. Mm. Everybody in the family did. And then he went and killed himself.
Yeah, that's
So
right.
then you're
Well,
like,
okay, so
oh.
that's interesting. I'm glad that you brought that up because you have that hanging in the back of your subconscious. Like, you don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, yeah, but but that was, having him out of my life was the best thing ever, because when he was in my, and we had been estranged, I don't think me or my sister, it had been a good 8 years or longer. But so then when he was gone, it was just like, he was a mess. And when he was in my life and I had to deal with him, it was just soul crushing. There's such a horrible person.
I know this is our last session, but I'm going to give you homework anyway. I want you to do a journal prompt and start with, "It's not my fault that," and then just list all of the things because it's not your fault. I'm writing it down. You don't have to. I'll send it to you in an email. It's not my fault. It's just not my fault. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. People make bad choices. People make bad decisions. And the difficult part is if someone is continuously making bad decisions, they get farther and farther and farther away from like the straight and narrow correct path. And
Yeah.
they're so off. So off in the woods, and often they're trying to pull you to them.
Yes.
They're trying to pull, yeah.
Yes. Trying to, yeah, get me all into their drama, which I have no desire to be in.
No, because it's not your circus, not your monkeys.
Nope. It is not for sure. Just reading over my other notes that I had.
Yeah. Okay. So that was heavy. That was a lot.
Yeah.
Win wise, you started the call saying it was a pretty good week, but now I feel bad because I can see that you're crying and I'm sorry and I can't hug you through Zoom. Yeah. I'm sorry, Shelley. I'm sorry. You are a good person, and I know you know that. But I know how difficult it is to consistently be torn down by
It's just,
someone that you love.
it's such a downer.
It is.
If I when I hear that ding on my phone and I glance over and it's a text from him, it's just, oh God, now what?
Can you turn off the sound
I do. I
notifications
mean, I
for
mostly
him?
do, but it's, so that's just like, just even
Yeah.
like if I glance over, it's just,
No, but I
and
mean, you
then
can
I.
mute some people. So like you can still get all your texts from other people. Just
Yeah.
that one won't have a notification. So
Yeah.
like for instancing at work sometimes, if I'm trying to concentrate, but then the friends are starting a text chain. And because there's like four or five of them, there's lots of texts and the noises are
Yes.
distracting. So I'll just mute that conversation. So I
Yeah,
didn't know.
I generally have my phone in the In my, I don't even pull it out at work because I try to just be, focused on work. You keep distracting. It's just, he was just exhausting to me this week.
I
So.
wonder, it would be difficult, and I don't think you'd be able to train him, but I wonder if you could train yourself to decide when you can deal with him. Like, is it first thing in the morning? I'll read yesterday's texts, but nothing is an emergency. So him thinking things are an emergency is not the same as you. It being an emergency for you, because if it's an actual for reals true emergency, you'll call 911,
Yeah.
or he will call 911, or anyone around him will call 911. But if him texting round the clock is helping him get things out of his brain, but it's dragging you down. Is it possible to decide, okay, I'm only going to read these texts for an hour a day from 3 to 4 p.m. That's when I will.
Yeah. And I think so. And it's, I definitely can do that because it, and it's not every day. It's, I mean, it's, and it's sometimes, and I haven't heard from him in a couple of days, and I will initiate and, you know, like I try to do things like, hey, I'm heading over here. Can I bring you anything? Or I try to bring him leftovers when I have leftovers, you know, so to make sure he's eating. So yeah, I can. It's just sometimes, like I said, it's just this week it was, he was just on a rampage because he had, they gave him all these extra appointments that he has to be at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you think there's any kind of dementia in there also?
No, I don't notice that.
Okay.
At all. Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah. So he's just going to be, he's just physically just. Okay.
No, I only, the reason I asked is if you had created a boundary and he crushed the boundary, is it possible that he doesn't remember or that he just, I mean, oh, he's just,
yeah, no,
is who he is and he doesn't
it's
care.
It's who he is.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's just who he is. Because for these many years that we've been, and I've never, and I'm not somebody that will be snarky back normally, mm-hmm. but I mm-hmm. have been with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has caught me rolling my eyes when we're driving together, when he's trying to backseat drive me and tell me which way to go.
Yeah.
You know, so he, so, which in the past I've never, I'm always super nicey nice. I would mm-hmm. never speak up. And, you know, just yeah. over the last, especially this last year with so much more with him going on, it's like, I, you're exhausting me and bringing me down.
Yeah.
And I don't want it.
No, I'm going to read your own words that you wrote in all caps. And you wrote, I am done, exclamation point, and underlined, feeling guilty or any other emotion for my bio dad. I will do what I can, nothing more.
Ah, strong words, huh?
Very strong words.
So let's work on doing that.
Yeah. It's as if you have to put it in a box somehow and then put the box on the shelf and then take that box down when you are in a good mood and are strong and are confident to open the box and deal with it. And
yes.
So, and some days you have more to give and others you just don't. So, I'm over here and talking to you through a camera and a microphone and can say things like, well, don't look at the text. Don't do this. I get how that's easier said than done. Like I completely and totally get it. So,
yeah.
So please don't think that I'm trying to trivialize anything. I get how messy family is. If it's possible to just protect yourself and delay, maybe it's as simple as, okay, I got this text. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to take some deep breaths. I'm not even going to read it until my cortisol kind of calms down a little bit.
That's what I have to do. I have to walk away. You know, and it's just funny because sometimes I have to remind him. I mean, like this all last year when I was going through breast cancer treatment and he's still, you know, about himself. And I'm like, you know, yeah. But I don't have time to deal with you right now because I'm dealing with my own.
Yeah.
I always have to remind him that I do have things going on in my life that he doesn't know about because he's so focused on his own health issues.
Yeah. I know you've listened to the podcast. The book, The Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents. So, I mean, it happens to be sitting right next to me. So we you and I can see each other. The podcast listeners cannot, but I'm holding up the book because essentially every coaching client at some point really should read this book.
Yes.
Because we're all adults. We are all adults. but perhaps maybe many, most of us were raised by adults who didn't take the time to do any work on themselves before bringing other humans into the world.
My parents were teenagers, so.
So there you go. Yeah. So because of that, the idea of cutting them off and dismissing them really doesn't make any sense because everyone is doing what they can with the deck of cards they're playing with and that kind of thing. And it's about you navigating and figuring out what you can deal with and what you can't. And if you know already, I do not have the capacity today to deal with that, then great. If you're at capacity, you're at capacity, and you put it back in the box until you're ready. And if that means centering yourself with a lazy afternoon Netflixing and Hallmark movies, I only care about you. And that I would rather you protect yourself as much as you can. Messy garage be damned. Don't say bad words. Yeah. And I'd rather you really do that than worry about all the other stuff that we've been working on.
I did really enjoy the weekend.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
Sometimes I get so caught up in the whole, you know, I have these 2 days to get every single thing in my life done before I go back to work. And so I didn't do that this weekend. It's fantastic sometimes.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because we had worked on your Hallmark Christmas and all of this stuff. You are front loading in so many ways that other people are not, that really there should be less in your brain kind of ruminating around.
Yeah, there's a lot ruminating around. Then I try to like take a cue from my husband who takes a nap every day. A nap. I don't know how he does it. He can nap for like 2 hours and then still go to bed and fall asleep in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know how woo you are. But like affirmations and that kind of stuff, will you do that?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have my wall behind my desk where I cut out all of my, customer, you know, to tell me how great. So yeah,
right. Yeah. So, but those are kind of like gold stars that other people have given you. But as far as like affirmations, like I can only do what I can do. There's nothing wrong with me. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Like just like little flowy, chanty things. It is what it is. I am doing the best I can. There is nothing wrong with me. Like, does that feel foreign?
Never tried it.
Okay. Well, so it's interesting because some affirmations, if they don't feel right, you're going to argue with yourself. Your brain will argue. Like, I don't know. I am super fit and have millions in the bank. Might not like your brain nice try. But if it's like every day I get a little bit better, or I am doing the best I can, like just little things that won't argue with you. And then there's a parrot app that you can put on your phone, and it you can record your own voice and then just play it on loop.
That's funny. That would be super funny.
Yeah. I it either works or it doesn't. I like affirmations. I like hearing my own voice. If I'm having a hard time, it feels like a warm hug, or if I'm like a little simmery, it's kind of like someone putting the pot lid on me, and reminding myself, that there's nothing wrong with me and there's nothing wrong with you. And you do a great job. And there are people from all over the world who love you, and who honestly are listening to you right now and are rooting for you. I mean, everyone who's listening to this podcast is on your side. Yeah. Yeah. Like for real. So anyone you don't like, we don't like either, because we totally are on. Okay, pretty people, we're gonna hit stop for this particular episode, and we'll be back next week for the end of our coaching session with Shelley. But we finished with talking about affirmations, and we also finished talking about how Shelley is the main character in her life. And that's true. And I want you to really think about that, how sometimes in some roles, it feels like maybe you're not the main character in your life and you're a supporting character or you're just along for the ride. And sometimes that's absolutely an okay thing. But if you are finding that happens more often than not, and you are not putting yourself first and your needs first, and you're treating your life like you're a supporting character instead of the main character, I want you to pay attention to that. And one of the best ways to begin to refocus on yourself is with affirmations. Scroll back, find different podcast episodes that resonate with you. I drop affirmations constantly to myself. In this podcast, I drop them pretty often and definitely with my coaching clients. I want you to pick affirmations that feel comfortable in your body so your brain won't argue with you. The app that I mentioned was called the Parrot app. I have an iPhone, so I know it's in iTunes. I don't know for other things, but I'm certain that if you Google affirmation app free for Google or Android or whatever, you will find something like that. And what I like is you can record them in your own voice and you can listen to them on loop. But as for right now, wherever you are, unclench your jaw. Take a deep breath in through your nose and let it out slowly with your mouth. You are safe. You are loved. You are precious. And you are absolutely on the right track. I'm so proud of you. I'll be back in your earbuds again next week.
If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the slow down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.